This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat, 6.94, up 3.75. March, $7, up 3.5. Soft December wheat, 6.46 3/4, up 3 3/4. March, 6.57 1/2, up 4. December corn, 4.55 1/2, now 1/4, up 1 1/4. July, 4.82 1/2, up 1. November soybeans, 13.43 1/4, up 3/4. July, $13 3/4, up 9 1/4. October soybean meal, 427.70, down 110. October soybean oil, 42.13, up 13. October live cattle, 125.07 1/2, down 10. September feeders, 156.60, unchanged on the day. October lean hogs, 90.37 1/2, and they are down 60.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Let's go to the phones and pick up Jackie Vakes, who is from Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois, to talk about the futures market and cash. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
So the question that everybody seems to have is, and I'm acknowledging because I'm hearing about it now quite a bit, there is harvesting going on in Illinois. There is harvesting going on in Indiana. Imagine there's harvesting going on in Iowa, too. Is this question of ear weights and what kind of ear weights that we might expect the further north we go?
Well, I think that, you know, that of course is the biggest question. And, you know, on Commodity Week, I did ask Joe Persaki about how they would handle lighter test weight, considering, and his response, of course, was, you know, that they go basically on ear weights. You know, the ear weight situation, they go together, a lighter test weight and ear weight, just because you're prematurely denting the crop and making it mature before it should be mature, so it can't develop all of the good starches that add to the weight. And so I think that we may find some, but, you know, it is so variable, Dave. In talking to people across the U.S., I mean, there's some pretty interesting yields going on. I just talked to somebody from Southern Illinois this morning who's saying, you know, that they're doing better, of course, compared to last year. Anybody would be better, but they're surprised. Let's just put it that way. And I'm hearing more of that. Now, does that mean that this is going to be a phenomenal number that's going to come out from these guys? Not necessarily. But the big argument from a USDA report was that the ear weight mostly came out of the south, where they're, you know, where they've got a really heavy test weight crop. And so I think, you know, that'll be one of the components as we move into the October report. The bigger concern for me at this stage of the game is how it's going to turn out with grain stocks at the end of the month. And knowing that on the report that was put together by WASDE last week, they lowered the carry-in in an effort to try and guess where the grain stocks
were
going to be.
They already took, what, 52?
It went from 736, I believe it was, down to 661. But it's just a situation where, you know, you look at it and you say, this isn't good. You know, they're trying to anticipate is what they're trying to do. And so we're going to be up against that because if you remember, you know, from the report, that adjustment pretty much took care of all except for 18 million bushels of the additional the additional production that they had.
So, right.
You know, that's going to be a biggie. And I think the question we have to ask ourselves is, will the USDA even have enough information on this crop by the October report to be able to give us good direction, you know, in contrast to prior years?
It seems to me that maybe with what WASDE did in the September report that they really took the teeth out of the end of the month report altogether, because most analysts were in the 40 to 80 million bushel camp regarding a reduction, and they took a good chunk of it.
They did, and, you know, I mean, this is, they could, if there's anything, the only thing that that report ever does is if there's a surprise, you know, and, again, it'll be the same thing, because at the very same time we have that report, we have the end of the month, the end of the quarter, and a lot of positioning going on, and so if it doesn't bring us any surprise, it'll be a five-minute report is what it'll be, and then all the anticipation will come for the October report. I think the big thing will be on October is whether or not we actually see an adjustment in harvested acres. That's normally when they do it. I guess will they have enough information? I don't know. I was looking at the numbers that came out from FSA yesterday, and just as an example, between their planted, failed, and prevented plant acres, they account for 13.9 million. They were expected to plant 15.1, so there's 1.2 million acres right there in question. Where did it go, or was it ever planted, or what happened? And here in Illinois, they've accounted for 12 million acres, and we were supposed to do 13.3. So, you know, now you've got 2.5 million acres sitting in the two largest corn production states. And will we find those? You know, will those acres show up as we continue to see FSA update their numbers, or what actually happened is the big question.
Seems to me that there are maybe more producers than a typical year who have not done any particular marketing since soy and corn, and this is not all that surprising, given the uncertainty about how much of a crop one may have. And at this point, they're probably looking at crop insurance to cover downside risk. Do they need to do something other than that, given what you talked about the potentiality that we could end up with something bullish down the road?
Well, I think, you know, at this stage of the game, I see downside risk. Of course, the next major support line is at major support is at 446.5. We do have a trend line. That is our support trend line, basically. And right now, a close below the 468 level would not be a good deal for us. You know, from that standpoint, it's just, a close below 464, and that's in March. If I look on to December, sorry about that. If I look on to December, it would be a close below 453. But, you know, it's a situation where if you've got 85% crop insurance and you have your other 15% taken care of, I think you probably can sit. The worst case scenario I see at this point in time is 420. But I don't necessarily see that in the game, but you can't count anything out. So I would have to say if they've done absolutely nothing at this stage, that's probably sitting on their hands for right now is the right thing. For the guys who have had puts on for a long time, they have to start getting prepared as to when they may lift those, you know. But at this stage, we just there just isn't much the guy who's done nothing can actually do. And so if you're going to buy a straight put, it's going to cost you more than what you'd gain if we went down to the 420, you know. And so it doesn't pay for them to do something like that at this stage and go out and sell cash. Absolutely not. Not right here anyway.
What else should we be concerned about?
Well, I think when you talk about, you know, the bean situation is a very interesting one. You know, we took a pretty good hit because of this rain that's going to be coming through. I wish on the USDA report, instead of just telling us dropping leaves, they'd have a report that said turning yellow, you know, so that we had a better idea. Because I can tell, you know, and you know from looking around our county, I mean, you don't see very many green fields anymore.
Mm-mm.
And yet the trade looks at it and says, hey, there's rain coming. It's going to save everything. If Iowa gets rain, they might get some saving going on. But I'll tell you what, being out there a couple weeks ago, it would take a lot, and a lot of their beans were already churning too. You know, even though they were very short. So I think the bean situation is another one that we're going to have to be concerned about. You know, USDA is in a tough spot from the standpoint in WASD because we came into this year with very short stocks. We now are looked at. We're looking at 150 million. If we drop a little more yield, we're back at pipeline at $125 million, and I don't think that they're going to take us below pipeline.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.